So I'd like to offer another guided meditation this afternoon. And continuing on the theme of compassion, but a little different flavor, a little different approach today. This quality of compassion is so interesting because we often think that if we open to and connect to suffering in our own mind or in the world around us, that it will somehow lead to sorrow or heartbreak or things like that. But this quality of compassion is actually a joyful quality of mind. And there's a certain strength in it. It's a courageous quality. I like this word courageous because its roots are from the Latin words for heart. So it's a kind of heartfulness. A word in Spanish, corazón, cœur in French, cuore in Italian, all words for heart. This deep heartfulness. So the meditation that I'm going to lead today is adapted from a meditation by a teacher from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition named Lama John McCransky. He's from the United States, but practices in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. He has a lot of great material online, guided meditations and stuff about compassion, kind of a specialty of his. Excuse me. So I've borrowed from him. I want to give credit where it was due, but I also want to say that what I'm doing is not him. Anything that's good about it is his. Anything that's wrong with it is mine. So as we begin this period together, do anything in the way of adjusting your posture that leads you to feel more relaxed or comfortable. You could, if you wish, switch to a chair. There are a few chairs that are open if you feel like that would be more easeful for you. Otherwise, any gentle stretches or shifting of the posture feels like it would bring more comfort, more ease there. And allow yourself to just rest in a very simple way, letting go of anything that feels like something you're trying to do right now. Any focus or anything that feels like you're trying to practice or do anything at all. So switch from being a human doing to a human being. However you are right now, whether you're feeling sleepy or wakeful, restless or bored or happy and interested, melancholy, open-hearted, close-hearted, however you are, just like this is fine. It's okay. body at ease or tense, mind calm, peaceful, or agitated and worried. Just let yourself be just as you are. Nothing you have to do or fix. And now if you'd like to, you can let the attention come to the area that we call the heart center, the base of the sternum. There's a tender spot there, and you could perhaps take a breath or two into this part of the body, place your fingertips or hand there, gently resting the hand there. You might place the right hand on this part, and if you'd like to, you can place the left hand a little lower down on the belly, the solar plexus. This gentle touch, not trying to create or look for some special feeling there. And you do that just if you want to, if it seems interesting or something you know that is soothing and comforting. Or noticing the breath in this part of the body. Now you can invite into your heart, into your mind, perhaps in the form of an image or a picture in the mind, or maybe just a felt sense of someone, some being, where your relationship with them is very simple. Where it's not a complicated relationship, and the sense that they care deeply for you is easy to connect with. It could be a teacher, or perhaps a relative, a grandparent or parent, a very, very dear friend, someone from the past who was very supportive and just was there for you. You could also see maybe there's an animal where you know it's easy for you to love them and they love you, a pet perhaps, or just an animal that you admire and feel a connection to. A sense of warmth when you picture or think of this being. And if more than one is there, invite them in. Don't have to have just one being. Maybe we're fortunate enough that there are two or three or more beings that we feel a deep connection with. maybe someone or more than one that we could call a kind of benefactor. We know that they wish us well and they would wish us to be free of stress and struggle and trouble and worry, free of suffering, or we wish this for them also. And you don't have to try to hold on to this picture or image or feeling. It will probably come and go. And you might also open to the possibility of a more archetypal being who represents this kind of care, the wish for you to be at ease. Perhaps someone like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, we may not have met, but he seems to just exude this quality of care and compassion, seems to just come out of him for all beings. Or perhaps someone else from another tradition. One of the great sages, Nim Karoli Baba Maharaji. Hari Lal Punja, Ramana Maharshi. Great teachers, prophets from other traditions, perhaps. Beings who are not personal to us, not in our lives in any way, but have this way of seeming to embody and emanate the quality of compassion and care and connection, of goodwill. Maybe we sense this from trees or water or the sky or the earth itself. Kind of assemble a group, or maybe just one or two. Maybe it's a group that shifts and changes. And you can invite them to sit with you or near you, in front of you, behind you, wherever that feels good that they would be, standing or sitting. Your eyes might be open or closed. If they're open, with a soft gaze, not really focusing on anything. And this being or these beings, personal or symbolic, they're sending you love, goodwill, care in the form of the wish for you to be at ease and free of stress and struggle, free of any kind of suffering. And see if you can feel that energy coming towards you like a soft radiation, like light or a warm breeze. Or a gentle rain. And let it wash over, around, and through you and bathe every part of you, every cell, touched by this wish for your ease. They may even be speaking, "I care about you." May you be fully at ease and free of stress and struggle, free of pain and sorrow. If you have any areas of physical pain or tension in your body, sore spots, tightness, let this energy of care wash over and through those areas. These beings know what it is to have a body, to live with tension and tightness, with painful places in the body. And because they know this for themselves, they wish you to be free of this pain, free of suffering in relation to the pain. And let that wish wash over and through you, gently massaging, soothing the painful places. It's like light, like a gentle breeze, fills you and moves through you and soothes these areas of tightness, lets them relax. Sense into some of the daily kinds of worries and anxieties that come to all of us at times. Worries about the responsibilities and obligations we have. People who count on us. The pressures of maintaining a household or keeping a job going. These are just daily things that are part of our lives, but they can bring tension and stress. Sometimes they demand a lot of us. They can feel like a bit of a weight, or maybe at times like a real burden. We have to show up, no matter how we feel. We sense into this part of life. And this being, these beings, may wish you to be at ease with these responsibilities and duties, that they not weigh heavily on you. I'm letting you know that they know what this is like and they care about this and they wish you to be at ease, to be free of stress and struggle. And those wishes come and wash over and through you like rays of light. Like a gentle breeze. Or a soft rain. At times you may lose the thread of this practice or feel like you're working at it or it becomes vague and disconnected. That's fine. That's okay. Just come back to sensing into the body here just as it is. Reconnect with your heart center if that's helpful or interesting. Remind yourself to relax, to let go, and then gently pick it up again if you want to. Invite these beings or this particular being or someone, a new one, back in and just begin again. Feel into other worries and concerns that come to all of us at times. Maybe we have a particular health concern, something that we're worried about. Worry about our finances, having enough to meet our needs, to take care of others. Concerns about the pains that we feel in the mind, in the body. Maybe even the fear of death that comes at times for all of us. This great unknown. And sense into what it's like to have this be part of one's life. We have these concerns. Our health is unpredictable. Our financial situation, maybe we can't count on it. And allow these beings receive from them their care, their concern, their wishes for your ease, their wishes for you to be free of suffering, of trouble and worry in the mind, that you be healthy and safe and protected, that these concerns do not weigh heavily on you. That you're able to hold them with balance. They may speak to you. May you be free of suffering. May you be free of worry and trouble in your mind and heart. So through words and also this gentle radiation like light, like a soft breeze, let that wash over, surround you and move through you and bathe every part of you. Sense into, feel into the ways that we sometimes compare ourselves with others and feel that we don't measure up. Worries about what others think of us. Feelings of self-doubt, of feeling unworthy, ways that sometimes we feel that we're not good enough or that there's something wrong with us. These kinds of feelings come to all beings, many beings at times. The ways we compare and think we're not okay. Something is lacking, missing, wrong. These beings, this being, they know the sorrow and suffering that comes with these kinds of feelings, the the pain of that, and they wish you to be free of it. They may speak to you, may you be free of this kind of suffering. They may simply say, I care about this. I'll stay with you. I won't abandon you when you're feeling badly. And they send these wishes as a gentle radiation, like waves of light. Like a gentle breeze. They wash over you, through you, surround you, and soothe the body, the mind, the heart. They bring care and concern. And at any time, if you feel this energy moving from you back in the direction of these beings, let it receive it and send it, offer it. So it can be circular. Receive it, let it fill you and flow out and wash over these dear beings, wash over others here in the hall. Just let it flow out, over, through you, and back out. If you feel like you're not connecting with this guided meditation, or you lose the thread of it, or it feels like you're having to work and try to make something happen, just let it go. Let the words float in and through and out the windows, out the door. Sense into other aspects of life that are stressful, that aren't easy for all of us. At times there's sadness or feelings of loss or grief, loss of loved ones, sometimes life is sad, we have fears about the future, it looks so unpredictable and At times it looks almost hopeless. Feel what it's like to live with these emotions, these energies. It can be feelings of anger, of betrayal. Feelings of guilt that we didn't do enough or that we did something harmful, that we were the cause of suffering and we carry that with us. Sense into what it's like to live with these things. They come at times to most of us. And receive the care of these beings or this being. They care about this. They wish you to be free, to not be burdened by these things, to be at ease with all that life brings, to be free of suffering. And let that energy wash over you, through you. Let it surround you and bathe every part of you like light. Soak in it, bathe in it, receive it. It's offered freely. It's offered with only your well-being in mind. It asks for nothing in return. And now, if you haven't already done so, start to just let go of anything that feels like something you're trying to do. Not pushing anything away. Just letting go of working at anything, doing anything. Let go of images, words. Let go of anything that feels like something you're trying to practice or try to feel or try to cultivate. Let go of all doing. Because there's nothing to do now. There's nowhere to go, and there's no one to be. Nothing to work on. Nothing to get, nothing to get rid of. Nothing to hold on to, nothing to let go of. There's no meditation. There's no one who's trying to meditate. Thank you.